You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Since 2007, Te Tihi has supported the development of emerging artists in Aotearoa New Zealand with the Iris Fisher Scholarship in partnership with the Fisher family. The scholarship is a national award of $5,000 to support an outstanding postgraduate student in their final year of a visual arts, fine arts course of study. I had a kōrero with this year's recipient, Nelson-based Kim Island, about her work exploring cultural and social mechanisms that form Aotearoa's history. And firstly, I just want to say a big congratulations on being this year's recipient of the Iris Fisher Scholarship. What does receiving this mean to you? How does it feel?
It's really, I feel really grateful and acknowledged, actually. Yeah, I'm in my final year of my master's, and I've been doing it part-time, so it's been kind of a long haul, along with working. So it was just a lovely boost just coming into the end now.
That's beautiful. And the Iris Fisher Scholarship has been encouraging the development of emerging Aotearoa New Zealand artists for, I think, about 17 years now, since 2007. It's such a neat award. Would you be able to speak a little bit about its background and the support it intends to provide artists with?
Yeah. So the award was $5,000, which is, it's always great to have a boost of income. As an artist, and that is to be used as any kind of support for fees or materials. The scholarship was is generously contributed by Lou and Iris Fisher Charitable Trust, and they were the original founders of the Pakeranga Art Society, who created the Fisher Gallery that later became and is now Te Tihi.
And you're in your final year of doing your Masters of Māori Visual Arts at Massey University, as you said. Do you want to speak a little bit about the kaupapa of your work and your medium, particularly in relation to your more recent solo exhibitions that you've had, like Kehea A Tiki at Refinery Art Space, 24 at the Gallery, and Push Pull at Arden?
Kehea A Tiki was my postgrad exhibition in 2022, actually. Yeah, and that's been my kind of my master's kaupapa. I've been looking at gender and sexual diversity prior to colonisation from a Te Ao Māori perspective. My research has kind of led me into Dr. Elizabeth Kerikeri's writings and Nahui Te Awa Kōtoku. Yeah, and to kind of academic writings around mana wahine atua. My solo exhibition this year in this the final years of my master's is called Mana Mana, and that is still grounded in my postgrad work. So still looking at takatāpui, a Māori rainbow, and looking at how mana wahine theory is really grounded in bringing balance back to our systems of tāne and wahine, really. And the importance of that to our tupuna and our ancestors and currently in Te Ao Māori.
Beautiful. And what kind of medium are you using here for this?
So I've always been a mark maker, and have worked in charcoal, but 4 years ago, starting this my study and my kaupapa, I realised uku, papa tuanuku, so clay, would be the medium that I would need to communicate through. I moved from 2D to 3D, which was a little bit scary, but
yeah, bit of a big transition there.
A little bit, and I've learned so much over the 4 years about the kind of nuance of, the difference between 2D and putting an image on a wall to 3D, and how you can use space and just a lot more thinking around that, but fortunately, it's been pretty good so far, so hopefully nothing explodes in the kiln, which is always, you know, a bit of a risk.
Wouldn't want that.
Well, yeah, the last lot we're fine. I don't think anything exploded, but I don't know. I just won't talk about it. Yeah. So, yes, I've been working in Oku for 4 years. Long way still to just, there's so much to learn, but yeah.
Beautiful, yeah. And with being awarded the scholarship, what's kind of next for you in your practice? What are you looking forward to in the future?
I actually looking forward to having a break.
It really does feel like that at the moment, eh?
I work full time. My work in MIT, NUS in Melbourne Polytechnic. I have to do a big shout out to that institute, my institute, because they have really supported me with funding and research time. So I couldn't have got here without that. But I think a break, and then I am going to spend some time. I'm going to spend some time in Te Reo classes.
Oh, beautiful.
And I will see what comes out of that and through my practice, because it's always a conversation between my life actions to my research to my art practice.
Beautiful. Yeah. And that's really all I've got for today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Just a really big acknowledgement to Haviata Wilson, who is a good friend, takatāpui, and advocate. I couldn't have walked. They've really helped me along this journey.
That was the 2024 recipient of the Te Tuhi Iris Fisher Scholarship, Kim Ireland, speaking to me about her practice. We'll be back after a short break. Keep it on the bay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.